I'm John Ailey, your host in KUTX's Studio 1A, and we're here with the cast of Chorus Line, and it's a show that opens tonight down at the Long Center for the Performing Arts, and it's going to be running all the way through, I believe it's Sunday, the 28th. And tickets are available at the Long Center, and I've got four cast members of the outfit, and we're going to introduce them in just a second. But I'd like to give you a word about Chorus Line, and it's a show that I saw on Broadway back when it first came out, back in the 70s. I saw it twice, went back to New York again, almost just to see that. I love this show, Chorus Line Musical, with music by Marvin Hamlisch, whom I got to interview a couple of times late years later. I was in awe of getting to interview Marvin Hamlisch. But anyway, he wrote the music for this, and it's choreographed by a fellow named Bennett, I believe, and Michael Bennett. And it came out in 1975 on Broadway, and it was one of the longest-running shows ever. It was the longest-running Broadway show ever, 6,137 performances, until it was surpassed by Cats, which mowed down every other record in the history of the world. Okay, now you guys are going to be doing some numbers from the show. And first I'd like to have Erica, why don't you do the introductions? This is Erica Cenci.
Yes.
And is that Italian?
It is.
Okay. Well, Paisan, introduce the rest of your cast for
sure.
Us.
Sure. Next to me is Carly Willicks, who is playing Maggie in the show.
Hello.
Hi, Carly.
And then we have Alyssa Laverne, who's playing Sheila.
Hello,
Alyssa.
And Michael Callahan down in the end, who is playing
Mike.
Yes.
Okay. Now, I'm anxious to know who are each of these characters, because one of the outstanding aspects of the show is that it's got these 17 people auditioning to be in this show. But what is their story? You get to find out who these people are, and the guy, the head honcho, the thing that's saying, you know, all the different directions. He wants to know who you really are.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that is what turns out to be so revealing in this show, how these various characters explain heart and soul what is behind them and what makes them want to be part of this production. So what are your stories? Are you going to tell them in song? Are you going to just, why don't you just take a moment and tell me which ones you are?
I think the three of us ladies, we all sing together in the song At the Ballet, which we'll be singing here in just a few moments. And I think the three of us all sort of seem to connect with the theme of sort of having a rotten childhood or feelings of neglect or not being good enough. And we all come together with the realization that, you know, we turned to dance where everything was beautiful and everything was good, and we felt
right. We felt at home.
And
right.
So that's our story,
everything
which you'll
was
hear more of.
At the ballet.
Yes. Yeah.
Right.
Gorgeous.
And just as a pointer, this coming Saturday, and you will be performing on Saturday, is National Dance Day. So there's a big deal going on.
Yay. Lucky.
Ballet Austin is having a big special all day long doing dance instructions and everything. So find out about that. And now let's find out what your gentleman is.
Well, Mike actually comes from a big Italian family, and he, as a young child, followed his sister to dance class. And he would copy everything she did, and he ended up falling in love with it. And it ended up being his passion, and he sings a song that I'll do in a couple minutes called I Can Do That, where he is copying everything his sister does.
Right, right. Now, but you don't have an Italian name. Your name is Callahan.
I know. I'm actually half Italian.
I figured there was Italian in there.
Yeah, there is.
Okay.
I got the Irish last name.
No, there you go. And what's the Italian last name?
Mustachetti.
Mustachetti. That definitely sounds Italian.
Impressive.
Okay, very good. And Erica, are you half Italian or a whole Italian?
It's pretty half and half. Half Italian, half German.
And what's the German part?
Speidel.
Speidel. Yeah. That's definitely German.
Yes.
And so what about the rest of you guys now that we're doing the ethnic background?
Wow.
Go ahead, Carly. Go for
I'm a bit of a European mutt, if you will.
With blonde hair, so you must have some Scandinavian stuff in you. Maybe.
Not that I know of.
No, don't know. Those Vikings went everywhere.
I've got English, French, Welsh, And German.
Well, that's probably where you got the blonde hair from, Germany. And what
and
about
store?
I am French, Cajun French, mostly both sides of my family, so purebred basically.
And from the New Orleans area.
Abbeville is like where my family's from, right, or cool. whatever. And I live in Texas.
Okay, close to that. And we've got a pianist over here, and we don't have a mic for her. So, oh yes, we do, I guess. And so, and the pianist's name is Joe Ellen Hubert, and we're going to hear excerpts from A Chorus Line. So are we going to hear the ballet piece first or Mike's piece?
I actually think we're starting with me.
Okay, so this is the one of I Can Do That.
Yeah.
I'm watching Cisco pitter-pat. Said, I can do that. I can do that. Knew every step right off the bat. Said, I can do that. I can do that. One morning, sis won't go to dance class. I grabbed her shoes and tights and all, but my foot's too small, so I stuffed her shoes with extra socks. Run 7 blocks in nothing flat. Hell, I can do that. I can do that. I got to class and had it made, and so I stayed the rest of my life. All thanks to sis, now married and fat. Said, I can do this. That I can do. I can do that.
Bravo. Now, I was just looking at this list here. You won't believe this. This show has been done in all sorts of places around the world over the years, among which, not only, of course, Broadway and the West End in London, those are expected, in Toronto, but in Mexico, in Stockholm, in Buenos Aires, Argentina, in San Juan, Puerto Rico, in Belgrade, Yugoslavia. This piece has been all around. It has a message for everyone, I think. And so we're looking forward to seeing the show down at the Long Center, Chorus Line, Long Center, for tickets starting tonight and going through Sunday. Now, the three women are going to sing a piece about a ballet.
Daddy always thought that he married beneath him. That's what he said, that's what he said. When he proposed, he informed my mother it was probably our very last chance. And though she was 22, though she was 22, though she was 22, she married him. Life with my dad wasn't ever a picnic, more like a come-as-you-are. When I was 5, I remember my mother dug earrings out of the car. I knew that they weren't hers, but it wasn't something you want to discuss. He wasn't warm. Well, not to her. Well, not to us. But everything was beautiful at the ballet. Graceful men lift lovely girls in white. Yes, everything was beautiful at the ballet. I was happy at the ballet. That's when I started class. Up a steep and very narrow stairway to the voice like a metronome. Up a steep and very narrow stairway. It wasn't paradise.
It wasn't paradise.
It wasn't paradise. But it was home.
Mother always said I'd be very attractive when I grew up, when I grew up. Different, she said, with a special something and a very, very personal flair. And though I was 8 or 9, though I was 8 or 9, though I was 8 or 9, I hated her. Now, different is nice, but it sure isn't pretty. Pretty is what it's about. I never met anyone who was different who couldn't figure that out. So beautiful, never live to see. But it was clear, if not to her, well then to me, that everyone is beautiful at the ballet. Every prince has got to have his swan. Yes, everyone is beautiful at the ballet. I was pretty. Up a steep and very narrow stairway to the voice like a metronome. Up a steep and very narrow stairway. Home.
I don't know what they were for or against, really, except each other. I mean, I was born to save their marriage. But when my father came to pick my mother up at the hospital, he said, well, I thought this was going to help, but I guess it's not. Anyway, I did have a fantastic fantasy life. I used to dance around the living room with my arms up like this. My fantasy was that it was an Indian chief. And he'd say to me, Maggie, do you want to dance? And I'd say, Daddy, I would love to dance. Do, 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 that I was born to help their marriage end.
That's what he said.
Do, do, do.
That's what she said.
I used to dance around the living room.
Do, 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 do. Not to her.
I'd say, Daddy, I would love to. Everything is beautiful at the ballet. You raise your arms and someone's always there. Yes, everything was beautiful at the ballet. At the ballet.
Beautiful at the ballet. I was pretty. I was happy.
I would love to
at the ballet. Well,
that was just wonderful. Absolutely wonderful. You guys brought back the real original production for me. That was just fantastic. And the show is The Chorus Line, and The Chorus Line is at the Long Center this week for 4 days and matinees and everything on the weekend, too, I think. Mm-hmm. So you got lots of chances, probably 6 chances to see it is my guess. And the tickets are at longcenter.org. Isn't that correct?
The longcenter.org.
Okay. And once again, our guests today, I'm telling you, that last number was just so great. And the thing is that this show is oftentimes considered a great show piece, but there's a lot of really, really great music in it, too. Mm-hmm. It's really, really rich.
Absolutely.
Marvin Hamlisch, I'm telling you. Okay, so we just heard from Erica Chensey and Carly Willicks.
That's it.
Okay. And also Alyssa
Laverne and Shirley.
Okay. And thank you all so much. You were just terrific together. The voices blended and everything was unique and it's just terrific. And earlier we heard from Michael Callahan as What's your character's name?
Mike.
So yeah, that was easy.
Easy to remember.
Okay. And so thank you guys so much for coming in, and thanks to Ellen over
thank
there.
Thank you for having us.
Joellen Hubert, the pianist for the group. Yay. Thanks so much. I really, really enjoyed this. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And thank you to Heath Riddles from the Long Center for bringing them in. And I'm John Ailey, your host on Eclectic Coast. This is KUTX 98.9.